Okay, let's start with a brief meditation. Okay, close your eyes. Find a comfortable position to sit in. And then spread thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for true happiness. Your true happiness, the true happiness of others. And it's good to reflect on what that means. When you're wishing someone happiness, it's not that your thoughts are going to make them happy. Because after all, they'll become happy or miserable depending on their actions. So you're basically hoping that, in your case, you're saying, may I understand the causes for true happiness and be able to act on them. As for other people, may they understand the causes for true happiness and be able to act on them. And that's a thought you can have for anyone, no matter what their behavior has been in the past. You're not saying that you like them. You are saying, however, that you hope that whatever they've been doing that's been unskillful, they realize that it has been unskillful and they'll stop. Whatever skillful things they've been doing, you hope they continue. And that's a thought you can have for anyone without hypocrisy. And because true happiness is something that comes from within, your true happiness doesn't have to conflict with anyone else's. So this is a thought you can spread all around. Start with yourself. May I be truly happy. And remind yourself that's why we're here to practice. We want happiness that's true, a happiness that's harmless. Which is why we have to train the mind. And then start spreading that thought to other people. Start first with people who are close to your heart, your family, your very close friends. May they find true happiness too. And then spread the same thought out in ever-widening circles to people you know well and like. To people you like, even though you don't know them so well. To people you're more neutral about. And to people you don't like. Remember that the world would be a much better place if everyone could find true happiness within. Spread thoughts of goodwill to people you don't even know. And not just people, living beings of all kinds. East, west, north, south, above and below, out to infinity. May we all find true happiness in our hearts. Now bring your attention to the breath. When we talk about the breath here, it's not just the air coming in and out of the lungs, but it's the flow of energy through the body. And the most obvious aspect of that flow is the energy that allows the air to come in and go out. So take a couple of good, long, deep in and out breaths and notice where the breathing process is most obvious. Allow your attention to settle there, and then ask yourself, is it comfortable? If long breathing is comfortable, keep it up. If not, you can shorten it. Make it deeper, more shallow, heavier, lighter, faster, slower. Experiment for a while to see what rhythm and texture of breathing feels best for the body right now. If your mind wanders away from the breath, just drop whatever thought that was and you'll be back at the breath. Another thought pulls you away, drop it. Return to the breath. Each time you come back to the breath, reward yourself with a breath that feels especially gratifying. Or ask yourself which parts of the body are not getting nourished by the breath and think of the breath energy flowing there. As for any pains in the body, you don't have to focus on them right now. Try to focus on the areas that you can make comfortable. Those can be your foundation in the present moment. Now, as the breath gets comfortable, there is a tendency to leave the breath and go for the comfort. So to counteract that tendency, the next step is to try to breathe in and out, aware of the entire body. And a good way to build up to that is to go through the body first, section by section, to familiarize yourself with how the breath energy feels in different parts of the body before you try to connect them all up. So start down around the navel. The area of the abdomen. And watch that area for a while as you breathe in, breathe out to see what rhythm of breathing feels good there. And if you notice any tension or tightness in that part of the body, you can allow it to relax so that no new tension builds up as you breathe in and you don't hold on to any tension as you breathe out. If you want, you can think of the breath energy originating at the spot where you're focused. You're not pulling it from anywhere else. And then allow it to spread. As smoothly and easily as you can. Now move your attention up to the solar plexus, the area right in front of the stomach, and follow the same three steps there. One, locate that part of the body in your awareness. Two, watch it for a while as you breathe in and breathe out to see what rhythm of breathing feels good there. And three, if there's any sense of tension or tightness in that part of the body, allow it to relax. So that you can allow the breath to flow more smoothly. Now bring your attention up to the middle of the chest and follow the same steps there. Now bring your attention to the base of the throat. And now to the middle of the head. As you focus here, try not to put too much pressure on the head because the nerves of the head are generally overworked already. As you breathe in and out, think of the breath energy flowing not only through the nose, but also through the eyes and the ears. to the top of the head, the back of the neck. Coming in from all directions, going out all directions. And gently working through any patterns of tension you may feel, say, around the eyes, the forehead, the jaws. And dissolving those patterns of tension away. Now bring your attention to the back of the neck, right at the base of the skull. As you breathe in, think of the breath energy starting there and going down through the shoulders and the arms out to the tips of the fingers. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. And as you become more sensitive to these parts of the body, if you notice that there's more tension in one side than the other, say more tension in your left shoulder than your right shoulder, or you're more tension in your right wrist than in your left wrist, think of the tension in whichever side has more tension dissolving away. And see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now keeping your attention at the back of the neck, this time as you breathe in, think of the energy starting there and going down both sides of the spine, down to the tailbone. Then as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from the entire back into the air. And here again, if you notice that you're holding more tension in one side of the back than the other, allow that side to relax, to bring things into balance. And see if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now bring your attention to the base of the spine. As you breathe in, think of the energy starting there and then going down to the hips, legs, down to the tips of the toes. And as you breathe out, think of it radiating out from all those parts of the body into the air. Here again, if you notice that you're holding more tension in one side of the body than the other in any of these parts, allow that side to relax. See if you can keep it relaxed all the way through the in-breath, all the way through the out. Now that completes one cycle in the survey of the body. If you want, you can start at the navel and go through the body again. See if you can pick up any patterns of tension you may have missed the first time around. You can do this as many times as you like until you're ready to settle down. At that point, choose any one spot in the body that seems most congenial. Allow your attention to settle there, and then from that spot, spread out and fill the entire body. So you're aware of the whole body breathing in, the whole body breathing out. The range of your awareness may have a tendency to shrink, especially on the out-breath. So remind yourself, each time you breathe in, whole body. Each time you breathe out, whole body. And allow the breath to find whatever rhythm feels best. Your main duty right now is to try to maintain the sense of centered but broad awareness. It's healing for the body, healing for the mind. Because it's still and at the same time all around, it provides a good foundation for insights to arise. But for the time being, don't worry about the insights. Make sure the foundation is strong. Before you leave meditation, think thoughts of goodwill once more. Think of whatever sense of peace or well-being you felt for the past session. Dedicate it to others, either specific people you know are suffering right now, or all living beings in all directions. May we all find peace and well-being in our hearts. And with that thought, you can open your eyes.